Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. The Department of Justice says the two guards on duty when Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in a federal jail cell in New York were placed on leave. They also say the warden in the jail has temporarily resigned, you think? The news comes just days after the disgraced financier and accused sex trafficker was found dead, a suspected suicide, in his jail cell. It all doesn't add up, people.
Man.
I'm not even a conspiracy theorist. Out of everybody on the show, I'm pretty chill and rational, and I'm a sheep. I go along with everything. But this is... smells a little fishy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Elliot, filling in for Pork Chop today. I don't know if you know this, but don't drink bleach, man.
Okay, I didn't think I needed that warning, but...
Well, some people do. Here's what's happening. Some people are reportedly drinking bleach products in the hopes that it will cure them of diseases, including autism, cancer, hepatitis, HIV, and AIDS. This is prompting the FDA to put out a reminder. So they've done this before. Reminder not to do so because it's dangerous and potentially life-threatening. I don't know, man. People go online and they're like, what do I do if I have this? What will help cure it?
Drink bleach?
That's what some people are saying. I'm not even kidding you. The FDA just released this.
Is there any success stories of this, like,
no,
working?
No. The answer is no. Only thing bleach does is help whiten your clothes or whatever it is. Yeah, let's avoid that. Leave the bleach for your mom, okay?
Yeah.
Let mom handle the laundry and do her thing. Okay, where was this when I was in school? I guess I'm so old they didn't have this. More websites keep on popping up that sell homework, which has schools on high alert. Yeah, one of the most popular websites is Pay Me to Do Your Homework. I guess it's kind of simple right there to find that one.
Yeah.
They advertise full classes starting at $99 a week and $49 for a test or a quiz. See, that's how you get kids to work.
Yeah.
They got an incentive to make that money. They advertise that, and they says the schools are trying to educate students about the seriousness of cheating and plagiarization, which it is. And some schools and colleges train their staff on how to spot contract cheating and how to address it. I never heard of this when I went to school. It's just like, hey, Elliot, man, you're good at math. Can you help me out over here?
Yeah.
You want to do my homework?
Sit beside me or behind me, you know, lift the arm up a little bit.
Did you ever have like a little cheating style where like maybe you wrote something on the inside of your palm or like, you know, like you put it on the inside of a water bottle?
Yeah, it was called studying, Joe. Oh. I just studied really well.
All right, well, some of us are smarter than others. I got cheating. I'll never forget it. Mrs. Trago, ninth grade, she threw a book at me. I was in the back of the room. It was the classroom, but it also had the yearbook, like the photography area all in the back. So I was kind of in the back of there just taking the test with the rest of the class. And she walks around. She's like, what are you doing? Because I had the book open. I was looking up the answers out of the book. She threw the book at me and sent me to the principal's office. She didn't get in trouble for throwing a book at me, but I failed the test.
Obviously. So.
And then I had to buy...
Yeah, the whole book open.
Yeah, man. I was trying to be like discreet about it. It was like a good book, though. I mean, pretty big. $450 I had to spend in extra credit on yearbook advertising to pass that class because I failed the exam.
Dang.
Hey, man, it was worth it, though. Okay. Joe Pesh Entertainment took off that year.
Yeah.
And a couple more stories for Joe's Need to Know News. A 72-year-old man's false teeth got stuck in his throat during surgery in England and weren't discovered, guys, until he came back 6 days later because he was bleeding and having breathing issues. Check the story out.
The lost dentures of a 72-year-old man were found stuck in his throat 8 days after a routine surgery. Before that procedure, the operating team is supposed to take out the dentures. The team neglected to do that. Doctors believe that he probably inhaled his false teeth while the team was inserting a tube into his body. 6 days after surgery, he returned to the ER. A new set of doctors looked inside his throat, spotted the dentures lying across his larynx. He was rushed to surgery to have it removed.
Gosh.
Goodness gracious.
That's just stuff you don't sign off on for surgery. Like, you don't think you'll swallow your dentures, but it happened. And finally, cheating men beware. A woman from Washington, D.C. is on a mission to expose as many cheaters on Tinder as possible by tracking down their wives and girlfriends. The woman claims she has been cheated on several times over the years and then downloaded Tinder to get back into the dating scene herself. She was horrified to see men openly advertise themselves as married or looking for something discreet. That's when she decided to expose the cheaters. Mm. So far, she's been successful. She said she's outed 5 men to their partners and claims the women at first are mad. Like, they're upset. They're even mad at her. But in the end, they end up thanking her for exposing their cheating men.
She's like a cheater vigilante.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I mean, you know what? I sometimes people inspire you to do things. This is an example. I'm getting on Tinder right now. and I'm going to catch cheating women.
You're going to start exposing people.
This girl has problems.
Yeah, just get her in a relationship and this whole mission will be done in 2 seconds.
But I still should download the Tinder app, right?
Like, oh, yeah, without question.
No. Okay, yeah, I'm getting on there right now. Hey, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.